This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, April 2nd. I'm Patricia Naft. Voters around KBNF's listening area headed to the polls yesterday to vote in municipal elections. Montrose voters will elect three city councilors and decide on three ballot measures. Measure A asked voters whether they want the city to be able to build its own broadband internet network. Currently, state law prohibits cities and towns from building their own internet infrastructure without a majority vote. Measure B asked voters if they wanted to raise the sales tax by 0.3% in order to fund the construction of a new community recreation center. The third measure would update the city's charter. Ridgeway voters also headed to the polls yesterday to decide whether to raise taxes to complete a streetscaping and road construction project. In Delta, Cedar Edge, and Crawford, residents voted for city and town councilors. In Olathe, the race is for the Board of Trustees. In Lake City, voters chose a mayor and town trustee. Hotchkiss, Orchard City, Paonia, and Norwood canceled their council elections due to not having enough candidates. We'll have election results for you later today. A bill to give terminally ill patients more options to try and extend their lives initially cleared the House on Monday. Benta Berklin has more from the state capitol.
The measure would make it legal for patients to take experimental drugs that aren't yet approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Democratic Representative Joanne Janal of Fort Collins is one of the main sponsors.
The patient will have an option, which currently is death. It'll give many people a chance.
Physicians couldn't be sued if something goes wrong. Democratic Representative Rhonda Fields of Aurora offered an amendment to exempt family members from paying for hospice and end-of-life care if insurance coverage is dropped.
You have people who are going into these situations trying to prolong and extend their lives, which is a good thing, but the insurance carrier can decide to drop the coverage after someone goes into treatment. And I'm concerned about how that would impact the family members.
Fields' amendment passed. The bill has wide bipartisan support, and the pharmaceutical companies are neutral. It still needs a final vote in the House. Several other states, such as Arizona and Missouri, are considering similar legislation. I'm Benta Berklin at the state capitol.
The Bureau of Land Management is extending two gas leases on the Thompson Divide. That's according to the Glenwood Springs Independent. For years, environmental groups and some local government officials have been protesting the possibility of gas drilling on Thompson Divide, an area of public land between Sunlight Mountain and McClure Pass. There's no drilling there yet, but energy companies own a number of leases on the land. Two of these leases, held by energy companies SG Interests and Ursula Piance, were supposed to expire yesterday, but BLM just extended them by another 2 years. That gives the agency more time to redo its analysis of the environmental impacts of gas drilling on Thompson Divide, an analysis the agency now says was deficient. Once the BLM finishes that analysis, it will make a final decision about whether or not to allow gas drilling on the divide. Paonia playwright Marty Derlin is in last week of rehearsals for Back in the Dreamtime. Her latest musical is set at a Delta High School reunion and was inspired by real events. Here's Marty speaking with KBNF's Amber McDaniel about the play.
It's based on an experience I had quite a few years ago now, my 41st high school reunion. It just so happened that our class didn't get it together for the 40th. I graduated from Delta High School in 1965, and a lot of interesting things happened at that reunion that I thought had dramatic potential. There are some romances that never quite happened or happened and then died in the interim. A bit of Vietnam, that was a huge thing for my generation. And just a lot of different cultural events of the times, I think, that we all experienced as a generation. I tried to give a taste of all that.
In Vietnam, I learned brutality. I learned to be insane. In Vietnam, I smell the napalm rain. In Vietnam, I learned to love my buddies. Vietnam, I
so what has been the most surprising thing about this production, Back in the Dreamtime?
One thing is I have a character in the play who's changed her name to Gaia. I know a lot of people in my generation who changed their name from some prosaic, ordinary name to something that was fancy or had to do with the planet or something, and it's easy to make fun of that. And she's the person who calls the 47th high school reunion because, and it's all based on numerology and astrology and stuff. I started out just kind of making fun of the character, and I ended up seeing that she is the spiritual heart of the play, and she carries the message that I want to convey. So that was surprising to me. I had two of my classmates, men, come to see the play, and they were both moved by it, and one of them sat and cried through the whole thing.
Oh.
Not because it necessarily made him sad, but because it was something he related to. That was surprising and gratifying.
Mm-hmm.
Working with my peers has been just really, really fun. It's just like we all kind of are on the same wavelength in some ways that, you know, you just are with the people who are your age.
You can see Back in the Dreamtime at the Paradise Theater in Paonia. Opening night is this Friday, April 4th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at Backcountry Bistro and brownpapertickets.com. More information at 970-200-4332.
If a group of fourth graders have their way, the Palisade Peach could be the next state symbol. Nick Babiak is a student at Steck Elementary School in Denver. He told members of a House committee that the peach deserves to be the state fruit over the apple because it generates nearly five times as much revenue and there are more tons harvested each year. The House State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee voted 10-1 in favor of the Palisade Peach. If the measure passes, the peach would join the company of the Yule Marble, which is the state rock, the bighorn sheep, the state animal, and the Stegosaurus, the state fossil. Stay tuned for the Wednesday morning music mix with Jeff Reynolds. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.